The Broncos have landed here in Cleveland, and we're at the team hotel with Bradley Roby, who played his college ball just a couple hours away at Ohio State. Does that kind of make this game a little bit special, being so close to where you played in college?
I wouldn't say that necessarily. You know, every game is important, but I definitely have a little bit more on it tomorrow, just because, you know, I play here or close to here.
One thing that head coach Gary Kubiak said is when he's looking at a secondary, he wants to know how good the ball skills are of those guys, and maybe you won't challenge a guy. Your ball skills have been tremendous so far this season. The interception in Detroit, the way you just scooped up that fumble. Is that something back to your high school days where you played wide receiver, or where did you get that from?
Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's it a little bit. Just when the ball's in the air, I just kind of attack it, you know. Just I want it too.
Looking at this Cleveland game, how important is it to get a win so that you go into the bye week undefeated?
It's very important. Very important to go into the bye week with a win. So, you know, that's all we're focused on right now is just, you know, one game in front of us and going to do our best tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much, Bradley Roby there, making a homecoming of sorts for him. And now we've just got inactives. DeMarcus Ware is down. We knew that. Tyson Brilo down. Trevor Siemian always. Trevor Dawes. Shelly Smith. But the big ones here, Juwan Thompson and Darius Kilgo. Mace, what do you make of Juwan Thompson being down?
Well, just he had the hamstring injury last week. He hasn't responded enough to where he can play. You give him an extra chance to rest. That means Capri Bibbs, the pride of Colorado State University, is going to make his regular season debut. Also interesting that Kilgo is down. We know the Browns like to throw the ball, like to spread it out. So you take him out. You've got DeMarcus Ware, of course, is inactive. So Laurenti McCray's up. And also that means Kenny Anunoke is going to make his regular season debut finally after being delayed by the knee procedure he had back in August. He's ready to go. I know he's going to be pumped.
Yeah, he certainly will be. And now we'll welcome in Andy Lindahl from 850 KOA. And one thing that the inactives list shows us is who's up. And, of course, there were a lot of injury concerns this week, maybe surrounding guys like Demaryius Thomas and Aqib Talib. Looks like they'll be ready to go.
Yeah, that's good news. Now, we'll see how much Aqib Talib gets to play. He did rest quite a bit that second half of the game. And, you know, they want to make sure he's healthy going into Green Bay. It's going to be much, much important that they have as many healthy defensive backs as possible. And Kenny Anunoke, as Andrew just mentioned, very curious to see what he can do. You not only need to pass rush Josh McCown today and put pressure on him, but again, when you look after the bye, and I think the Broncos, kind of at least the coaching staff, peeking ahead to that Packer game where both teams could be undefeated, you're going to bring a heavy pass rush against Aaron Rodgers because the Packers and the Browns, most of the NFL seems to be having offensive line problems this year. Yeah. So the pass rush solves a lot of those issues.
And with that bye week there, head coach Gary Kubiak was asked about that. Hey, it's kind of in the back of your mind. You can give the guy an extra week of rest by not going today. So maybe that's the case with a few of those guys. Let's talk about the other side of the ball with Peyton Manning and that Broncos offense. Struggled in the red zone last week. What are some of the things they can do to kind of correct some of those mistakes down there?
Catch the football. I mean, let's be honest about it. If Ronnie Hillman and Demaryius Thomas make two passes that by NFL standards should be easy receptions, we're not worried about this week. Peyton throws for two touchdowns. His fantasy owners calm down. The NFL shows don't talk about it so much. You got right because then right after Ronnie dropped his, and I don't mean to be picking on Ronnie, he drops his potential touchdown pass. The interception to Charles Woodson, the first one, comes just a play later. That's how big that is. So help your quarterback out. And you need to get the run game going today, guys. This is not a good run defense. This is where it's got to happen.
Yep, the Broncos 0-for-3 in the red zone. Maybe a running game will help there. The other thing, Mace, 2-of-13 on third down. How can they kind of get into more manageable situations?
It starts with the run game. It starts with getting productive carries on first down and staying out of 3rd-and-8, 3rd-and-9, 3rd-and-10. You know, you hear coaches often say, we want to be in 3rd and manageable. That's set up by actually getting 3, 4, 5 yards on first down, and the Broncos are right there among the league's worst teams on first downs. That has to change today.
Yep, well, we've talked about both sides of the ball. Now let's get Mace's three keys to the game. Mace, go ahead and take it away.
All right, let's go to the ground game. We're going to start right there. You've got to get the running game going. On a per-carry basis, ranks 31st in the league. You're playing a bad run defense in Cleveland. You've got to find ways to get that going. And that will wake up the entire offense. It's going to free things up for the passing game if you can run the ball. So the Broncos need to get that started. Number two, disrupt Josh McCown. You know, he's had some big games the last few weeks. He had a franchise record day for the Browns against the Ravens last week. But you can get pressure on him. It's happened over the course of the year. The other thing to consider, he will hold the ball. He's a very patient veteran quarterback, and that means he's going to give his targets like Benjamin and Gary Barnidge chances to get open downfield. But that means this pass rush is going to have some opportunities. So you've got to see the edge rushers get to Josh McCown, disrupt him, and maybe force an errant throw or two that guys on the back end can pick off. And number three, win the turnover battle. It's a pretty simple equation for the Browns. When they lose the turnover margin, they lose the game. That's been the case all year. When they're even or win, they've won. So the offense has to protect the ball, and the defense has to force some takeaways. The Broncos can do that. They've got a great chance to be 6-0.
The offense certainly does need to protect the ball. It might help that Joe Hayden, their Pro Bowl cornerback, out of this game, and so is Tayshawn Gibson. And maybe the Broncos' offense can kind of get going a little bit here later today.
We each have to do our job better. Coaches, players, everybody's got to do. There's no, you can't say it's, you know, dumping on one person. I think each guy's got to do his job better. We can see that when we watch the film and put our guys in the best position so we move the ball. We've had our ups and downs moving the ball. We got to stay on the field better, and we got to, you know, longer third downs have not been good, and we haven't scored enough points. We scored enough points to win, obviously, with the defense playing so well, but not as much as we expect.
The glaring thing that stood out to this game for me was our third downs. We were 2-for-13 on third down, and that's how you stay on the field. So we've got to do a better job in third down situation and try to keep ourselves in manageable situations, whether it be 3rd and 5 and less. If we can do that, then we got to stay on the field by picking up those third downs. So to me, that was the thing that jumped off the stat sheet to me was what we're doing on third down.
The last few weeks since we left Kansas City, it's been really bad, Mike, and the thing I'll, you know, point to, I think our average is like 3rd and 8 plus on third down, which is, if you look around the league, I think it's like 28th or 29th. And if you're 3rd and 8 plus or 3rd and 10 in this league, chances are you're going to come off the field, you know. And we got to keep them more manageable in what we're doing and find a way to stay on the field. That's why we ran 49 plays last week, because we don't convert third downs. Now, if you make big plays, those third downs don't matter very much if you find a way to make some big plays. But we need to find a way to stay on the field, get more snaps.
We're just continuing to work. We got a whole new opponent this week. It's a new game. And so we're just trying to continue to, improve in all aspects. You know, we're doing a good job of moving the ball at times. We're not finishing drives quite like we wanted to. So emphasis there on being able to finish drives. But there are some things that we're doing well. We can build off those and improve on some of the ones we're not doing as well.
It'll certainly help if the Broncos can kind of stay on the field and convert some of these third downs. It'll help if they can get going on first down in their running game. Mates, the offensive line, what do you expect to see from them here?
Well, you want to see more consistency. I think we're going to see some more substitutions, of course, over this game. Now, Evan Mathis is playing. That's good news for the Broncos. But at left tackle, I think you're going to see Ryan Harris and Tyler Palumba split the reps like we saw last week. Wouldn't surprise me if Mathis, with his hamstring, gets a possession or two off and Max Garcia gets a look. They're going to play a bunch of different guys, but the goal is getting power and getting consistency and finding a way to get that running game going, especially on first down, to stay out of third and long.
Well, the Broncos will certainly look to get the offense going, and on the other side of the ball, try and slow down Josh McCown just enough to help the Broncos improve to 6-0 for the 7th time in franchise history. For Andrew Mason, I'm Phil Maloney. That's going to do it for the TV Live pregame show. Make sure to keep it on DenverBroncos.com. After the game, though, we'll have all the press conferences streamed live, and we'll have some stories up on the online a little bit after the game. That's going to do it from the Dog Pound. We'll see you later.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good day for us. Coming back undefeated, trying to hold that zero in the loss column. It really doesn't matter who the opponent is at this point. You know, we all have our backstories where we come from. Just happened to be mine this week, but our main focus is getting that win.
I mean, obviously, it's 2 championship games, 2 of the greatest football games I've ever been a part of. There's a great history and some really big games. So, got another battle on our hands this week.
We're just continuing to work. We've got a whole new opponent this week, and it's a new game. good job of moving the ball at times and not finishing drives quite like we wanted to. So emphasis there on being able to finish drives. But there are some things that we're doing well. We can build off those and improve on some of the ones we're not doing as well.